suppose, it, as we were saying, a game Donegal controlled in the second half, and as you pointed out, in the first half also.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no, I think they had a fair control of it throughout the game, apart from early on in the game when Nulton came, put Fermanagh one up, and then they went 2 points up through Sean Quigley free. After that, Donegal assumed control, went in a point up at half time with the aid of a generous breeze in the second half, and they have, we knew that they had the capability to kick scores from long range, and that's exactly what transpired in the second half. Some really good performances from Donegal. You know, you go through, you know, Sean Patton was really solid in goal, his kickouts were excellent, did really well. Paddy McGrath had an excellent game, really, you know, probably man of the match. Neil McGee, solid as a rock. Stephen McMenamin, Ryan Darrow, Owen Bann, really solid in the half-back line, you know. But again, it was Michael Murphy who was really pulling the string. He was the puppeteer, really mastering the orchestra, and it was, gave a sublime performance again. And, you know, Jamie Brennan kicking in with 4 points, as I said, a couple of minutes ago from corner forward is an excellent return. Hugh McFadden, Jason McGee did well against a good quality midfield. You know, Owen Donnelly and Ryan Jones are fairly good quality in the middle of the park, and they got, we did really well in that area. And you had the likes of Kieran Thompson, Patrick McBrearty, Michael Langan, and, you know, had the quality then to kick scores in the second half. So pleasing performance for Donegal. Really good to come up here to, you know, difficult place to come and get a result, and we all knew it was going to be difficult coming up here today. For Manet, made it hard for Donegal to get over the line. They got there, but there's big improvements needed if they're going to get a result against Tyrone in a couple of weeks' time.
That's what I was going to say to you, Brendan. Suppose it was a game that sometimes Fermanagh got their game plan on Donegal. Donegal sat back, but again, with the experience and the know-how, we've seen what Murphy did in the second half. It was important that when it was required to take the game, you know, your leader stepped up.
Well, 100%. And there's no doubt, there's never a doubt that Michael Murphy isn't going to step up, because he always steps up. And he, you know, he's such consistency in his performance and such leadership throughout the team. He really is everything this team, and he did lead it out in the second half, so he did. Some of his football was sublime. But there's, you know, if you had the luxury then of bringing Frank McGlynn in with maybe 20-25 minutes to go, and he did really well. So, you know, a lot of positives for Donegal to take out of the game. But they're coming up against a different type of animal in the semi-final in Tyrone. An experienced team who got to the All-Ireland final last year, who are developing all the time, and who seem to have added a string to their bow this year by playing Cathal McShane inside in the full forward line. And that's something that I'm sure Declan Bonner's management team will be looking at over the next fortnight, how they can deal with that long ball that and that change in tactical play that Tyrone are going to bring, because it really is effective for Tyrone so far, and they've been successful with it in the league. They look to be using it more and more in the last couple of games against both Derry and Antrim. So bit of work to do for Donegal and how they defend them situations. And also you have this capability, you know, that Tyrone have too, of coming from deep with runners from deep, the likes of Tiernan McCann, Kieran McGeary, all these type of quality players coming from deep. And that's where Donegal's concerns were throughout the league, and they need to sharpen up and stop them runners coming.